This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Carbondale allows itself up to 5 retail pot shops. This means there are 5 licenses available, but the town only has 3 shops open right now. So what about the other 2 licenses? One is being reviewed. The other license holder isn't in business right now. And this all means less tax revenue for the town. The Board of Trustees recently discussed doing away with the cap on licenses. To learn more, we turn to our reporter, Wyatt Orme. So Wyatt, why are there only 3 stores if there are 5 licenses?
A license does not necessarily mean there's a living, breathing, tax-generating pot shop. Right now, shops have a year to get up and running. And all this time, they're not generating any taxes. They're not employing people. After that 1 year, if they're not ready to go, they can sell their license. And these licenses are coveted. In the past, there was one shop that bought its license and it cost about $2,000. They sat on it for a year and they didn't open a business in town. After that, they sold it for $260,000.
That's quite a profit.
If there's a cap on licenses, supply is going to be low, demand is going to be high.
Are people buying up these licenses just to flip them?
I asked Kathy Derby this question. She's Carbondale's town clerk. She thinks the different shops that received the licenses always had the intention of opening up a store. There are some pretty tall hoops that these shops need to jump through in order to get a license. The biggest of which is that they need to have a lease. There also needs to be a local partner. Someone who lives in Carbondale needs to own at least 10% of the business. Of course, if the town eliminates the cap, there's no way that a business could sell their license for that much money. The idea is to get the market to determine how many retail pot shops the town can sustain.
Why is there a cap on the number of licenses in the first place?
The main reason is so the town doesn't reek of marijuana all the time. I should say, though, that the town is considering doing away with the cap just on retail marijuana. The town has medical cultivation licenses, retail cultivation licenses. There's a cap on all of those, and those caps aren't going anywhere.
So what if the town does away with the cap on licenses, and suddenly there's just a flood of applications?
I posed this question to Kathy Derby, the town clerk. She doesn't think it's going to happen. She says that there really only are so many pot shops that the Carbondale market can sustain. She said that if the town suddenly is flooded with applications, they can always reinstate a cap and go back to the status quo. The other thought is to limit the amount of time pot shops are allowed to get up and running. Right now, as I said earlier, they can do it for a year. The town is thinking about maybe cutting that, give them 6 months. And if they don't have a good excuse as to why they're not up and running after 6 months, send them packing.
Okay, thank you, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That was reporter Wyatt Orme on the cap on pot shop licenses in Carbondale. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.